Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Legendary actor Gene Hackman is dead. Authorities conducted a welfare check Wednesday at the Santa Fe area home that Hackman shared with his wife, Betsy Arakawa.
Early this morning, Santa Fe County Sheriff Adan Mendoza confirmed that the 95-year-old Hackman, his 64-year-old wife, and their dog were all found dead in their home. Despite that, Mendoza says no foul play is suspected.
You brought him on my boat. Our man is down behind enemy lines.
In an acting career that spanned four decades, Gene Hackman won a trophy case filled with awards, including two Oscars. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Those were Best Actor honors 20 years apart for The French Connection and Unforgiven, accepting the Cecil B. DeMille Award in 2003. Hackman described his career.
It's a make-believe world, and as I say, it's what I wanted to do as a child, and I fulfilled a lot of my dreams.
This is ABC News. Another twist in the Menendez brothers saga. A week after one door appeared to close on their efforts to get out of prison, a new door appears to have opened wider.
Governor Gavin Newsom is ordering the California Parole Board to launch what's called a comprehensive risk assessment as part of the process to decide on clemency for the brothers. The governor on his podcast, This is Gavin Newsom, said the investigation will look at,
do they pose a current, what we call, unreasonable risk to public safety?
But he warns it does not mean he will decide to release them. He's been waiting while the courts weigh in. Even if Newsom decides to release the brothers, it could take months. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Controversial influencers Andrew and Tristan Tate have left Romania and are headed to the U.S. The two were charged with human trafficking and indicted last year in Romania. The brothers deny all allegations. It's not clear what conditions they're under that allows them to travel to the U.S. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here's what you have to look forward to. Last Breath is a mystery thriller starring Woody Harrelson, where he and his crew of deep-sea divers are forced to brave the dark, deep waters to save a fellow crew member. The film is based on a true story, but has no reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. My Dead Friend Zoe also opens in wide release. The dark comedy drama tells the story of an Afghanistan army vet who has an odd relationship with her deceased best friend. The cast includes Sonequa Martin-Green, Ed Harris, and Morgan Freeman, and with almost 40 reviews, it's pulling in 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have to say, I'm intrigued. No Address also opens this weekend and follows a group of people dealing with homelessness. There are no reviews yet, but the film stars Beverly D'Angelo, William Baldwin, and Lucas Zuman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jaire Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
You know, I'll be on the point of attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning, becoming partly cloudy and a little less windy here by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy with falling temperatures. We'll get to 50 around lunch, into the low 40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Judge Susan Crawford joins us at 11:06. The election just 5 weeks away for the next spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Elon and his musketeers, you probably heard, they sent an email to all federal employees ordering them to list five things they did at work last week. Trump loved this idea. He said it was genius, and he said anyone who didn't respond to the email would be fired or semi-fired, which, what if that was his catchphrase on The Apprentice? Meatloaf, you're fired or semi-fired. But then, just a few hours later, the Office of Personnel Management said responding to the email, it was not mandatory, it was voluntary, and a number of Trump's other departments, like the FBI, the Justice Department, the Defense and State Department, specifically told their people, do not respond to this email. In other words, thank you, Doge, our government is finally running efficiently. What a job. So then today, you know, there are more than 3 million federal workers right now spinning in circles because they don't know what to do. Today, our celebrity president made his plan perfectly clear.
Can you clarify, hopefully once and for all, what your expectations are with this email to federal employees? What are you going to use that information for? And do you see it as voluntary, like OPM has said, or mandatory?
Yeah, well, it's somewhat voluntary, but it's also, if you don't answer, I guess you get fired. What it really is,
I'm still lost on that.
What it is do people exist?
Okay, now they're saying it's somewhat voluntary. But if you don't respond, he guesses you get fired. Thanks for clearing that up. I think it might be time to give the planet to the apes because we're finished. These poor federal workers. I mean, really, can you imagine? These federal workers are as confused as Elon's kids were when they realized their father named them after a phone number. And maybe the craziest part of all of it is Elon Musk has no official authority to fire anyone. He's not an elected official. He wasn't appointed. He wasn't confirmed. Who knew you could fire people at a place you don't even work? I might try it at Chipotle sometime just to see what happens.
Another fantastic morning, WMDX 92.7 FM. It's a slow inching up to warmer temperatures. This is too slow for me.
Well, it's going to be a little cooler than it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then Friday is supposed to be really hot.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be windy today, too.
Oh, okay.
Windy today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
John, why don't you just take a vacation somewhere warm?
Well, I... Okay.
She's trying to get rid of you?
Okay. Okay.
Already?
You guys are trying to get rid of me.
Not trying to get rid of you. You're leaving of your own accord.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you're going for the big paychecks and teaching.
Right.
Yeah. Well, big paychecks, huh?
Yeah. It's 9 minutes past the hour. It's 36 degrees currently.
Did I just hit your headphones?
Yeah, you did.
Is it lower?
Yeah, turn it back up a little bit.
There?
Thank you. That's good.
All right.
Okay, you don't have to make my ears bleed, but that's
no,
fine.
No, is that too loud now?
No, it's good.
Okay, because we had a little ringing in the headphones there.
I heard that, yes.
Wasn't me.
No, it's fine. Everything's good.
I'm a little paranoid this morning.
You are.
I'm a basket case, seriously.
What's going on with you?
Well, you know, I'm driving in, and I'm listening to a different radio station on a frequency.
was a little disconcerting.
So I'm a little panicky. I heard call letters from one of our other stations in the Civic Media Network. And it was the Farm Report, a whole half hour with Pam, on my way in.
With our friend Pam Yonke. Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's what I was listening to, too. And I thought, that's weird.
But the app has our station on it, us, at this point.
Maybe the engineers.
I'm panicking just a little bit. I haven't heard from anybody.
Okay.
When aren't you panicking?
We don't have a way of checking because we don't have a radio in the station, right?
Why are you looking at me like that's my fault?
You're the guy with the tubes.
I'm the tube man.
The radio tubes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we have a radio that we could just tune into to see if we're in a
concrete and steel building. Radio reception here isn't great anyway.
That's true. Well, that's true. I know. You love those antennas.
As far as we know, we're on the air.
Let's get a confirmation from our listeners out there right now. Okay. If anybody is listening on the radio frequencies, check and see and then let us know.
Yeah.
If you can.
Our number is 608-879-8255. And you can also reach us on the Civic Media app.
See, I'm a basket case. I'm just freaked out. And now, we've gone to old dial telephones in the studio.
We do have a dial telephone in here.
We do.
Well, we'll explain that.
Sam installed it.
Yeah.
And I guess, it's...
It has something to do with...
It's a special feature just for one of the national days on the National Day calendar today.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right.
So we'll get to that in a moment. But first, what is the actual afternoon high projected to be?
All right.
What do you want to do?
Let's go to the weather wheel.
Let's use the weather wheel. Weather roulette wheel is in motion. And the ball is rolling around in there. Let's see what the afternoon high would be.
Mm-hmm.
42. Red 42 today.
Oh, red 42, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Now we can get to the National Day Council.
All right.
Okay, ready? This will all start to make some sense here in a moment. What is it today? On this 27th day of February, is it Small Dog Day?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Pokemon Day? Is it Anosmia Awareness Day?
Well, I hope it's that day.
How about National Retro Day? National Toast Day, National Strawberry Day, National Chili Day, National Polar Bear Day, National Kahlua Day.
Well, why would they have Strawberry Day in the middle of winter?
Actually, you're wrong.
What?
It is National Strawberry Day today. Sam, would you care to take a guess? What day you...
I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to take a phone call from a listener saying that we are, in fact, on the air.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I suppose I got a buzzer for that.
Actually, all of the days that I mentioned, it is today.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have a fake day. I know. We got a lot. Too many.
That's awful.
Strawberry Day today. Why would it be Strawberry Day today?
In winter.
Let's find out here. Let's find out. Okay. National Strawberry Day. The heart-shaped and red theme by strawberries. These juicy, sweet berries can brighten up any dish and are delicious all on their own. It doesn't really say why today would be Strawberry Day. Mm-hmm. There are a few different stories behind the origin of the name. Mm-hmm. The more widely accepted version is that the berries would drop off the leaves and become strewn about the plant. Over time, strewn berries became strawberries. That sounds far-fetched to me.
It does.
It doesn't make any sense. There was a time, and some gardeners still do this today, when strawberry beds were mulched with straw, insulating the plants over the winter, keeping weeds at bay during the growing season and making them easier to harvest. Mm-hmm. Another sweet story tells of English children stringing the berries on grass straws and selling the straw berries in their neighborhoods.
Mm.
All of those explanations seem bogus.
Bogus to me too.
Okay,
let's force this holiday.
We've got too many things here to cover. I'm going to skip over it. Well, it's National Small Dog Day, so if you have a small dog, pet them today. I guess
you're not a.
I love like dogs. Not into small dogs, but that's fine. Anosmia Awareness Day. Do you know what anosmia is? A-N-O, I may not be pronouncing this correctly, A-N-O-S-M-I-A. Okay, let's find out what that is. It has to do with the sense of smell. Anosmia Awareness Day brings attention to a condition causing a loss of smell. Of all of our senses, smell is perhaps taken for granted more than any other. There are many causes of anosmia. The most common reasons are due to upper respiratory or sinus or nasal infections or diseases. We've all experienced a cold or allergy, you know, temporarily preventing us from smelling. Okay, that's long and boring. Okay. I know it. I know. It's National Toast Day.
All right.
It's not.
Nothing could be more exciting than toast.
Yes. Ah, it's sliced bread in a toaster.
Just in time. I'm glad you saved this bit.
The smell of toast. First thing in the morning. We're honoring the humble slice of toast because it's so versatile. It carries a multitude of jams, jellies, marmalades, and fruit compotes. Compotes? What? We don't stop there. Toast transports proteins and veggies, sprouts, and soaks up sauces and dripping. So have some toast today. God. All right. Moving right along. Oh, it's National Retro Day. That's why we have a phone here, right? Okay. Every generation looks back and asks, remember that? Remember when? What's the matter, John?
I'm just done.
Why? What's the matter?
John is upset by a text that we've just received. So I got a call from a listener saying that we were, in fact, on the air. And then now we have just received a text saying that they're hearing Todd Alba on the air
instead
of us.
What's going on? Why?
There's a ghost in the machine.
We've got different signals
it's
going out.
It's the ghostly janitor. He's still here.
From that stick in a field someplace, they're broadcasting a number of different radio stations. How could Todd Alba be on now?
I have no idea.
He's here filling in for Pat Kreitlow this
morning.
Oh,
he is?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So Anna in Madison
we'll get our engineers on the issue.
All right.
She's asking where we are.
We are. Well,
she's hearing Todd instead.
We're here.
Okay.
Has somebody alerted
the powers that be here?
This is a plot by Todd. You know, he's always wanted to do this
take
show.
Over? Yeah. Okay. Every generation looks back and says, remember when? No matter the decade, pick a point in time where people talked more face-to-face than text-to-text, had dinner at home, around the table, and the kids played games. It's National Retro Day. Okay. So we're celebrating because we have a phone in the studio.
Yeah.
An old rotary phone. What are we going to do with this? Here's how you can observe National Retro Day. Whatever your retro is, wear it, drive it, play it on Retro Day. Host a retro party. Watch a classic retro film. Yeah, those are all the things you could do.
Now, can I just interrupt you here?
Please. Because all we have is National Chili Day, Polar Bear Day, and Kahlua Day.
Oh, yeah, Polar Bear Day. That'd be kind of fun. You know, is that something we'd see out in the lake?
Yeah.
Okay, Doug in St. Francis says he's listening to John and Gordy. Streaming live to Milwaukee.
Okay. All right. Other people are hearing. I think the stream is fine, but maybe over the air is something different?
Yeah, could be.
How could that happen that way? I don't, okay. Not for our concern.
Maybe I'm just going to enjoy this, see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
All right. That's it for the National Day calendar.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. What do we have in the history books? We will find out when we return with more of John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Nothing is real. Nothing to get hung about. Strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
I was so disappointed when I found out this was a Dylan song, because I did not know that at the time.
Really?
When it came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Dylan's version is good, too. I like it.
No, I like both versions. It's just it was a shock to me, and I thought, oh, my gosh, that's a Dylan song? You know? It's just one of those things when you're a kid, you just don't know these things.
That Jimi Hendrix album... Was it Are You Experienced or... No, Electric Ladyland. I think that's what that song was from. Great album. Double album. Jimmy, it is
but
peak.
That's a live album.
No.
All right.
No, it's not.
All right.
You're wrong. Hey, it's time to check the history for today. Sam, over to you for February 27th. What's in the history books?
Well, let's dial it up and see.
Okay. Is Boomhauer working the controls?
I hope so.
Boomhauer likes the internet, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah, okay. Man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man. You just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com. You got them naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Best description I've heard of the internet yet.
Right?
Yeah.
So what happened on this date in history?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Today, in 1933... hopefully, we don't use this as a template for the future of U.S. politics. Today, in 1933, is the anniversary of the burning of the Reichstag in Germany.
Yeah.
The Reichstag, the German parliament in the Weimar Republic, caught fire. The building caught fire. And Hitler kind of used it as an excuse to really solidify his power over the German government, which not a good thing.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
In some U.S. history today, in 1951, the 22nd Amendment was ratified, limiting presidential term limits to two after FDR went for a whole four terms.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't exactly like that.
Right.
Walter Cronkite, famous newsman, today in 1968 predicted that the Vietnam War could not be won in something other than a stalemate.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people credit that as turning public opinion against the war.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all trusted Walter Cronkite. And he was right.
If only there were a trusted news person today, we could all turn to for guidance in these things.
And that's the way it was.
Yeah, the way it was.
Okay.
Wasn't that his famous line out of the TV show he had?
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Really?
Not was.
But he,
yeah,
he
that's
looked
the way it is.
But he looked at history.
Oh, well, he did have a special... Yeah, he had a different show.
Yeah, there was a show that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look back. Okay.
But we straightened that out.
This one I found, I just thought was hilarious. So the Grammys had an award for 1 year in 1980 for the best disco record. I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor won that year. But later that year was the famous disco demolition night.
Yeah.
At, I forget what baseball stadium.
Comiskey Park. Chicago, yes. Steve Dahl, Gary Meyer, yeah.
Thousands of records got burned in the middle of the field, caused a riot.
Yes.
And the team, whatever team was playing at home that night had to...
The White Sox.
Had to forfeit their second game.
I know.
I don't know baseball.
Well, okay.
Well, Illick, you know so much.
It was a doubleheader. It was a doubleheader.
You tell us, Gordy. Yeah.
It was a doubleheader, okay. And they had a special promotion that night for the radio station that those guys worked at. And the deal was, bring in your disco records, and in between the games at the doubleheader, we're going to blow them up out in, you know, on second base or center field somewhere. So that happened. It caused absolute chaos because it turned out more people showed up for this thing than any promotion they had ever done at Comiskey Park. And the stands were filled with people with vinyl, and they brought their vinyl, and they put it all in a big pile in the middle of the field and blew it up. And people just started running onto the field and tearing the grounds apart, taking the bases. It turned into a big fiasco.
People are still getting cancer from inhaling the smoke from that burning vinyl.
Yes. If you throw a record, does it fly like a frisbee?
It does.
Ooh.
Then later it was misinterpreted as being against black music.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with that.
It was just
disco music.
It was just disco.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to the phones. Catherine is on the line this morning with a question or a comment.
I shouldn't be calling. I don't know why I'm bothering you while you're trying to do
this.
This
is the third time you've called us this morning.
Well, you
were very busy, and I just hung up thinking they're too busy to talk to the boss.
No.
Here's the thing. Yeah. You are indeed not on the air. On the air. It is the bizarrest thing, and here's the saddest thing. I don't own a flipping radio.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go to my car in my jammies and turn it on, and I heard Todd Alba.
Yeah.
All bizarred.
Yeah.
That's what we're...
I don't know what's going on.
Yes, okay.
It's true. So, enjoy the terrestrial air to Todd, but you guys are still on the stream.
On the stream, okay.
Oddly, from WMDX, supposedly feeds the air. So I don't know what's going on. I'm not an engineer. We have more brilliant people working on this than me.
That's good.
Okay.
That's nice to know, because I was panicking over here thinking, am I living in a dual universe?
Right. Well, as long as the engineers have been notified, it's up to them now to straighten this whole thing
Relax.
Out. Okay.
Just keep doing that really fascinating stuff you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay. Thanks for the big thumbs up.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Catherine.
See, now I can rest easy.
Okay. I'm sure they'll figure it out.
All the paranoia that I had, I'm just I'm
just
at ease
relax,
now.
Will you?
Yeah. Todd, he did this to us. He's getting back at us.
What have we done to him? Why does he
don't
get
know.
Back at us?
You know, we're just a big threat to him.
We were talking about the disco demolition night, and we've got a great text here. I never thought about this from Matt Middleton. Do I sense a mega merchandise burning event once people's lives are ruined by Trump and his lunatics? That's a great idea.
That would be a great idea.
That could happen.
Yeah.
All right. Any birthdays of note that we need to salute?
There's a couple on here. David Sarnoff, he's the guy who led RCA in the early days.
Oh, yeah.
He coined the term broadcasting.
General Sarnoff.
General Sarnoff, yeah. They called him the general. Mm-hmm. It's John Steinbeck's birthday, the author.
Mm-hmm.
This is way before my time. Elizabeth Taylor, the actress, it's her birthday.
Yeah.
And Ralph Nader, it's his birthday as well today.
Yeah, Ralph's getting up there in years.
I would have
still around. He's still alive?
He is still alive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's because he never drove a Corvair.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Yeah. Coming up, we've got Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils talking about education and what's happening with the Department of Education. Is Linda McMahon taken over yet? What's going on?
We'll find out.
All right. That's all coming up. And a little bit later, Seth Taft. Talking about the environment and archaeology in Wisconsin. Back with more of John and Gordy in just a few minutes.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Members of the Wisconsin corn and soybean growers, as well as those from the biofuels industry at the state capitol yesterday. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. So what were they looking for? Well, Sarah Stelter, immediate past president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, said they had a list of things they wanted to talk about with elected officials.
Yes, it was. It was encouraging incentive programs for both biodiesel as well as ethanol. So both corn and soybean farmers are represented with the, along with the biofuels folks. The other thing that we talked about quite extensively with our legislators was the AREP program, which is the Ag Road Improvement Project program. Right now, the governor has signaled or has cut the program down to $50 million, and we are asking that it go back to $150 million where it was originally proposed.
Sarah Stelter, immediate past president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, among about 35 farmers from across the state that were at the state capitol talking with over a dozen lawmakers. She said she felt like lawmakers were lukewarm to some of the items that they brought up, but she said for many of these legislators, they're not only serving for the first time, they may be serving new geographic areas after the legislative maps have been adjusted. Markets in overnight electronic trade as we get started for a Thursday morning. Right now, it's a mixed bag. Numbers are next.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained a quarter of a cent to 179.5. 40-pound block cheese was down a penny at 187. Double A butter down a penny at 233.5 per pound. December corn's unchanged this morning. November beans are up 3.5 at 1049. July wheat a penny lower, 592 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on the markets for Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning, becoming partly cloudy and a little less windy here by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy with falling temperatures. We'll get to 50 around lunch into the low 40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how, let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, who wrote the iconic substitute teacher sketch. Rich will also make the popcorn pick of the week. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8.
A
portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Decaffeinated Caffeine, for people who like feeling nervous and wide awake but hate running to the bathroom all the time.
It's always been a problem that you've had, Gordy.
Excuse me.
I don't know. I feel a little more relaxed now that I know that everything is all screwed up.
Well, we still don't know what's happening, because the stream is fine. Our signal is going over the stream.
Yeah.
But just down the hall, Todd Alba is in the other studio there.
Hijacking the on-air signal.
Yeah.
I've got an idea about how to fix it, but there's so many things that I could break so much worse if I tried. I'm not going to touch the computers.
Don't do it.
That's okay.
Hey, this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show on 92.7 WMDX is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. Guess what's happening there now? Well, the Verlo Mattress sale, the mismatch sale, is back. It's their biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now for an additional 10% off every single mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo.com. Check them out at the East Side location in Madison or West Side location.
All right. Each and every Thursday morning at this time, we talk to Busted Pencil's Dr. Tim Slecker. Welcome to the show again.
Good morning, Tim.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm glad to be back. I'm really impressed to hear that your stream is okay.
Thanks, man. Yeah,
that's true. As powerful as ever.
Just doing fine. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. The information that we share here is sometimes is just,
like very personal.
A little personal, it's okay, though. We're all doing fine.
Yeah, we're doing good, good, good. I was listening to your podcast and just checking it out, but yeah, I heard you make a comment, Tim, about public education in general, and it didn't seem like you were a fan of it. It seemed like you were disappointed in the results of public education in general.
The results. I'm not upset by public education, because I'm advocate.
Yes, you're an advocate for it.
For the concept of a free education for every kid that does its best for them. When what we're looking at, though, too, and I think this is one of the things that people sometimes might misunderstand about Busted Pencils, it's not an endorsement of how public schools are doing the work they're doing right now. We're an advocate of public schools, but we're critics in a lot of places where the instruction isn't creating a passion to continue learning. What is it about that? So Johnny really talks about this as going, there's schooling and then there's education. And a lot of what we see happening is schooling, which is conformity, control, high stakes testing, and that occasionally education shows up. And when you see what education is, this is a deep exploration of the things that you're interested in, or providing the opportunity for kids to grow, not just instruct them in a bunch of skills that actually, there's really good research that shows that for every year a child is in school, their engagement level, they measure this, actually drops. So every year that you spend time. So, think about that. A little kid, they're like really happy to learn. They want to explain. They want to dig into. They get to school and it's like, that interest and curiosity you have, hold on to that, because we got some work to do right now. We need you learning when to sharpen your pencil, when you can go to the bathroom, when and you start saying, at what point does all of that conformity actually become more of a control that then takes away the ability for when kids have an opportunity to engage in education, that they're so tuned out right now that they've kind of moved out of that. And I think this is, if you had public schools that were doing, and again, there are great public schools doing education and doing engagement. If they were all doing that, a lot of the criticism that actually gets thrown at public education, you would have more and more parents in our community saying, no, I'm sorry. Our public schools are the absolute gem that creates my kids can't wait to go to school every day. Mm-hmm. Right. And so we want to at Busted Pencils advocate for public schools, but advocate for public schools that actually draw students and parents in that say, that's what we want our kids doing. And there are lots of public schools doing that. And there are other public schools. And sadly, in places where actually the more engaging, the more hands-on would actually be a benefit. Because, and so let me give you the example. In some of the, you know, really poverty-ridden areas in Milwaukee, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you go in and look at, sadly, the curriculum of these places, you actually hear people saying, well, those kids need to learn to read and to learn to do their math before they can engage in the extracurriculars and things like that. And you go, actually, kids and families coming out of those situations haven't had the benefit of being able to explore, to look at books, to have that. And so
right.
that how do schools then show up in a way that says we can engage that learner? And this whole idea of going, you know, they need to learn this before they can enjoy school. Think of how silly that is.
Yeah.
You know, and anyway, I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does,
we want to find places that are digging into and engaging students in education.
Well, you know, kids at that age are really, really curious. And then we kind of kill that curiosity off a little bit with what you're talking about.
I guess I could have just said that.
well, thank you. Now here's the thing, and you guys talked, both talked about it, you and Johnny. We're talking about this, and a lot of kids, they lose the interest in going to school. They just don't want to go to school. And right. I had a situation like that with my oldest son, who's 25 now, but he's brilliant, and he has a huge concentration level. So he was learning very early on the alphabet and numbers and addition and subtraction and multiplication on his own for 2 hours. We never had to watch him. We never had to supervise him. But anyway, he came home from school in third grade, and he was bored. He was just bored, and his grades were showing it. And so he told us, well, you know, I'm just bored. It's just too, you know, I'm not interested. And that was a horrible thing for us to hear. And we didn't know about other things that were going on in the schools, like, you know, the advanced classes. And they had advanced classes in this elementary school, and we put him in that, and he excelled. And he found these courses interesting, and he became interested again. I'm wondering if a lot of this is involving that particular situation where the kids can't or want to learn faster.
Well, that's one way example, kids that want to learn faster. But when you talk about the things then that those kids get, and that actually re-engages them,
mm-hmm.
I get concerned about thinking that what about other kids who might be not engaged for other reasons, and why do we deny what might appear to be a slow learner the ability to have an engaging curriculum? And so our last Saturday show, we interviewed a company called 100 Gardens. And what 100 Gardens does is they come in and work with your school and set up what's called a self-contained aquaponics system, which is, you know,
what?
Which is they are farming tilapia fish. The tilapia fish poop. The poop goes back into and refertilizes a whole garden of vegetables that then the kids. And so this gets an engagement that kids, no matter, you know, so you don't say, hey, if you're advanced, you get to go over and play with the fish in the gardens. Mm-hmm. But if you're not advanced, you got to sit here with your pencil and learn. No, actually, what they're showing with this is that kids who were disengaged, who may have been to appear slow. So if you hear the testimonial from Sam, the owner, he says, actually, there was a kid who they mislabeled as learning disabled. Mm-hmm. The aquaponics system came in, started getting engaged, and all of a sudden they were like, oh, wait, this kid doesn't have a special learning need. He just needs to actually engage in real learning.
So that's really interesting.
So think about that. So what happens with this aquaponics system? They're learning to figure out what vegetables that they can use. They can have conversations. They actually produce so much yield in these vegetables, and the vegetable yield can be year round, right? Because it's a system inside. So they're providing food for the cafeteria. They're having food sales in the neighborhood too. They're creating this system of a constant going back and forth. They're learning sustainability. They're learning math. They're learning science. They're learning, economics. That's an example of education.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Different situations. They could possibly do that with other interesting items in their classroom that they could be involved with.
Talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. You can hear their show on Saturdays on the Civic Media Radio Network, and dropping podcasts on Mondays, Wednesdays, and